you'll have wild walks and dramatic scenery or visiting unique island communities. Then the Atlantic-facing Connemara area of Ireland's west coast might appeal to you. Cathy Wolfe of Connemara Wild Escape says there's a number of reasons why it's considered one of Ireland's most enchanting areas.
There's mountains in the middle. There's obviously this amazing Atlantic coastline. And it's hugely scenic, lots of lakes, lots of rivers. So you just feel that there's just so much water around you. And with this ever-changing light, it's a really moody place because these wild Atlantic winds come and change the clouds, the sun, the rain. So you're seeing things from different points of views all the time.
Cathy says the Connemara coastline offers a variety of landscapes.
Very covey, very craggy. So it's a mixed bag, kind of anything. So you can get cliffs and rocks. You can get white sandy beaches. You're finding these little coves as you go, and you kind of think, oh, this is my secret cove, because you feel that no one else would have ever found it. And then you get these long expanses of beaches too. So ever-changing is maybe a word that I would use as well.
The winds and ever-changing weather mean this coast isn't the sort of place where you'll spend your entire break on the beach.
It's not hot enough. Our average summer temperatures are about 15 to 20 degrees, so not necessarily that warm. I would say it's more active. You know, there's a lot more playing that you can do and engaging within the landscape.
Connemara is rural and sparsely populated. Its biggest town is Clifton, with just over 2,000 people. Getting around by bike is popular, so is walking. There have been issues over access to private land, though, so Cathy always arranges guides for walkers.
Our mountains are not that high, but with this ever-changing weather patterns that can become dangerous very quickly. You know, you can be surrounded by mist and fog, and you can be disorientated very, very quickly. So you'd need to have a guide with you that can navigate and orientate.
The Connemara area is filled with historic sites.
Let me tell you, the whole of Connemara is a museum. There's a huge lake just outside Galway City along into Connemara, and it's the second largest lake. It's called Loch Corrib, and it has 365 islands in it. And on one of the islands are these ancient writings on one of these stones. It's called the Lugnunda Stone. And it's the second oldest writings in Europe, and it's second to the catacombs in Rome. So yes, there's a huge amount of history.
Cathy arranges holidays, enabling her guests to visit sites on three of Connemara's islands.
We hop from one island to the other, Inishbofin, Inishturk and Clare Island. So those are three of the islands, 10 or so kilometres, 20 kilometres out.
The islands are rich with heritage because before roads and railways came to the mainland, they were the trading posts. Inismore is home to a semicircular stone fort built on top of a 100-metre cliff, and there's plenty of prehistoric sites too. There's not many residents, but there's enough to do on the isles.
For the likes of Inishbofin Island, there are 180 residents that live on that island, and they've also just got Eco Island status as well. So they're becoming a case study for ecotourism, which is fascinating. So that's an island that's holding its population, which is great, and hopefully going to be increasing its population, which is good. The island of Inishturk has very few inhabitants, and Clare Island has, again, few. There are three hotels on Inishbofin Island, and obviously numerous B&Bs, hostels and camping sites. And on Inishturk, no hotels, but B&Bs. And on Clare Island, there's a wonderful lighthouse that you can book into a minimum of two nights. It's one of the great lighthouses of Ireland. Spectacular. On Inishbofin, you can actually ride Connemara horses. There's an equestrian centre there. You can do creative workshops. The same on Clare Island. There's a wonderful yoga retreat on Clare Island that you can join some of the yoga classes.
If you're an ornithologist, the small and now uninhabited Inishturk Island is a place where you can see puffins.
Go to the one side of the island and you can witness these amazing puffins and see their breeding. There is amazing bird life on these islands.
Irish Gaelic is widely spoken on the islands, and Cathy says visitors have a chance to experience a different culture.
And get to meet the people who live on the island. Pop into the pubs, have a couple of drinks, and hear some amazing traditional music as well on the islands. You will not be bored.
Winter storms can disrupt travel arrangements in Connemara, so Cathy recommends visiting between April and the end of October. Clifton in Connemara is 3.5 hours drive from Dublin. You can find out more at connemarawildescapes.ie.